and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday with me, Richard Jones. And today, the news is that almost a third of lamb producers have a decent amount of confidence in the future of the sheep industry. Now, that's a significant turnaround since 2006-07, when the sheepmen were really on their uppers and only 5% were confident about the future. The survey has been carried out by Quality Meat Scotland, who point to a big shakeout having taken place over the past 4 years, with a lot of smaller and particularly hill flocks being dispersed and leaving much less numbers of sheep overall. Also, the survey showed up concerns about labour, and those running 300 plus ewes stated that availability of skilled labour, particularly at lambing time, was a real worry. But that didn't stop a quarter of flock owners saying that they would increase flock size in 2011. And the final point from the survey was, unsurprisingly, the newfound confidence came entirely from the price of lamb and the forecast for a good season ahead as far as the bottom line was concerned. Now, as you may have heard on the main news, we've got a vet in the Highlands who's won a national award. Alison Laurie works for Inverness-based Crown Vets and, against stiff opposition, scooped Vet of the Year. She just landed back in Inverness and could hardly contain her excitement when we spoke to her.
Oh, I have just won the Pet Plan Vet of the Year award for 2011.
So what does that involve, Alison?
Well, it actually involves nominations each year from your clients and colleagues. And this year, out of 2,800 nominations, I got into the last three nominated vets and was awarded the Vet of the Year award in Birmingham at the BSAVA Congress last week.
What sort of competition were you up against?
There were two other vets, a vet from Ipswich and another vet from East Finchley. It was a huge, wonderful occasion, like an Oscar ceremony, basically. It was quite spectacular.
So you must be excited about this.
Oh, very excited. It's excellent for the Highlands, for lady vets. I'm the first lady vet to have been awarded the prize. Oh, it's just fantastic.
And a very excited Vet of the Year, Alison Laurie there. She went on to tell me that she's delighted that she's helped to put the Highlands firmly on the map as far as the world of veterinary science is concerned. But that's it from me for today. I'll be back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, as usual, with more MFR Farming.